Scene 11. After church.
Welcome home. Allow me to take your coats and hats. I thought you might be in need of refreshment, so I've set out some tea and biscuits in the front room.
It's a shame, Mrs. Umney, that you couldn't join us at church this morning. The Reverend Dampier spoke so eloquently on charity, you would certainly have been moved to hear him speak. Last week, he gave an equally touching sermon on community, not only extending to those who are native to a place, but all who have made it their home.
The Reverend does indeed have a splendid way with words. However, I have not felt welcome in his congregation for some time. I have been housekeeper at Canterville Chase for many years, and I fear the Reverend in some way blames me for his encounter with the ghost.
I must say he does seem rather obsessed with the presence of Sir Simon in this house. He often inquires after Sunday Mass of our encounters with the ghost, and this morning I had to admit to not seeing him for some time.
Yes, it has been rather peaceful of late at night. A blessed relief, I might add.
I think he's scared of the twins. Stars and Stripes have now laid traps in every corridor and patrol the upper floors with their pop guns before bedtime. I'd be cautious, too, if I were him.
Yes, unfortunately, I'm growing quite familiar with their inventive traps myself. Mr. Otis, I must ask you to have them remove them. The other morning, I nearly shattered the family china tripping over a device which had been laid across the pantry door.
Yes, I'm certain he must be scared, as the stain has not returned for days, and it always comes back without fail in one color or another.
Virginia, dear, please remove your hat inside the house. I think I should like to go out riding before lunch. May I, Papa? On your own, darling? Yes, Mother, why not?
Yes, indeed, why not? As long as you're careful and back in time to wash and change for dinner. You must promise to stay away from the upper field, though.
Why the upper field, dear?
Well, now, a few days ago, a group of traveling gypsies approached me by the south gate, asking permission to camp on our land. Having been moved, as you were, by the Reverend's sermon last week on community, and being somewhat of an immigrant myself, I could hardly deny them. So I offered them the upper field for a short while.
I promise, Father, I will stay away from there and be home in time for dinner. May I go? Yes, dear, you may. Thank you, Papa. And don't ride too fast. And take care not to tear your dress. I've repaired it twice already.
She'll be fine, dear. Now, Mrs. Umney, did you say there was tea?